Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's the Kelly Kelly Show with your host, Doug Kelly, a book author and award-winning writer, and Kelly Kelly, a travel writer and award-winning photographer.
You know, one of the interesting sidelights to going through this pandemic is how some businesses are still managing to succeed and even flourish. In our first segment today, we'll be chatting with someone representing a company that's not only trying to bring development to opportunity zones, we'll explain what that's all about, but also offering investors a major tax incentive.
And our second segment involves one of the more successful assisted living facilities in our community and how they're handling the huge challenge of keeping residents and staff safe. It's really a very heartwarming and informative story.
Sure is. And we'll also toss in some light-handed banner with our infamous Make a Choice game with an unsuspecting guest. And we enjoy chatting with responsible business and political leaders in our community and try to convey all sides of an issue and not just our opinions, although we're certainly opinionated and entitled to them as well. I'm Doug Kelly with wife and co-host Kelly Kelly, and we're coming at you live on the Tam Talk Radio Network that blankets Tampa Bay every morning, every day during the afternoon rush hours. And thanks for joining us.
Helping us produce the Kelly Kelly Show, as usual, is Bobby, our control room engineer.
Yeah.
How are things going with you, Bobby?
Hey, you know, hanging in there, doing well here on a Monday.
All right.
Is it hot enough for you?
Yes, I got two fans now, so
okay.
I'm doing good.
I think the heat index was 104 when we drove in today.
And that's almost 5 o'clock.
Yeah, unbelievable. Well, anyway, so kick back, you know, for the next 45 minutes or so. And you can also view us live on the Kelly Kelly Show Facebook page or listen to the shows after they're completed at our podcast at internetradiopros.com and click on the Kelly Kelly Show link.
You're also invited to visit my blog at colorfulclearwater.com. It's full of all types of articles and videos about Clearwater, and it's updated with new content continuously.
Yep, that's right. They had a top 40 in the state, and colorfulclearwater.com, even though it's just a regional, came in 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing a great job with that.
Thank you.
You know, some people ask me, Doug, how does it feel to be a big radio celebrity making a gigantic salary? And I reply, you must have forgotten to take your medication today. So anyway, we're going to take a short break with some messages we hope you'll appreciate from our sponsors. So we'll be back right after this.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
St. Jude exceeds any expectation or any dream I could have ever had about a hospital. First was getting David here to save his life. But then I was told we wouldn't get a bill. I didn't quite process that. How's this possible? It's possible through all the wonderful people who donate.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. If you think about that, I mean, go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine.
The research here is research that we share with everyone else because overall we want to help all children that have cancer. What makes that possible is people that give to St. Jude. They really help us to fulfill our mission, and we're so grateful to have them on our team.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Shop the largest selection of Guy Harvey apparel, artwork, and gift items at guyharvey.com. From the world-renowned marine wildlife artist, the Guy Harvey online shop features the latest in performance apparel, classic Guy Harvey t-shirts, decor for every room in your home, exquisite ocean-inspired jewelry, and unique gift items, including custom merchandise not available anyplace else. Browse an extensive catalog of original Guy Harvey works of art and a full range of beautiful reproductions. As with all Guy Harvey merchandise, a percentage of sales benefits the ocean conservation, research, and education work of the Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation. The Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation will help ensure that future generations can enjoy and benefit from a well-balanced ocean ecosystem. Bring the undersea world into your everyday life at GuyHarvey.com.
In 1955, the law firm now known as Peronick, Caulfield, Averill, and Noyes made a decision. Instead of taking whatever cases came through their doors, they decided to focus specifically on personal injury. 64 years later, the law firm is one of Clearwater's longest-running personal injury firms. Available 24 hours a day with offices in Clearwater and throughout Tampa Bay, they're ready to put decades of experience to work for you if you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident or injured due to someone's negligence or recklessness. If you feel overwhelmed, uncertain, or unsure about your next steps after being involved in an accident or after a loved one sustained serious injuries due to someone else's negligence, call Peronick, Caulfield, Averill, and Noyes at 727-796-8282 or online at usalaw.com. That's 727-796-8282 or online at usalaw.com. Non-attorney spokesman.
Clearwater is bright and beautiful, and Amplify Clearwater is here to serve and lead. For over 400 years, chambers of commerce around the world have been champions of free enterprise, job creation, and community response. Representing over 800 businesses in every type of industry, the work of Amplify Clearwater is broad, diverse, and dynamic. We gather insight from across our community in order to meet the needs of our employers citywide while helping shape the Clearwater of tomorrow. We need your input to help support our community and grow our economy. We have opportunities in a variety of categories, from visitor experience to public policy, special events, and more. Come be a part of these exciting initiatives with Amplify Clearwater by contacting us at 727-461-0011 or by visiting us online at www.amplifyclearwater.com today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us on the Kelly Kelly Show. I'm Kelly Kelly, here with hubby Doug Kelly.
The Hunk, they call me.
The Hunk?
Yeah, Hunk.
Who calls you that?
Back in high school, that was my nickname, The Hunk.
The Hunk of what?
Well put. Our first guest today is Janine Blake, the Principal Chief Executive Officer of OpZone Capital with offices in Clearwater. She has more than 20 years of experience in the moving and storage business, as well as the logistics arena, and served as the Senior Vice President of Global Partnerships for PODS. She continues to leverage her management and ownership experiences to grow multiple businesses through planning, acquisitions, and recruiting. We'll be talking with her about what opportunity zones are and how OpZone Capital is involved with them. But first, let's find out a little bit more about Janine by welcoming her to the Kelly Kelly Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. Very nice.
Hi, Janine. Tell us a bit about your upbringing, where you were born and raised, and your family.
Well, I was born, raised, and have lived my entire life in Clearwater, Florida, with the exception of going to college in High Point, North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
Awesome. That's a nice area, too, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay. How about your family?
Yeah, so my mom and dad met. I don't really know how to explain this one. My dad was from New York. My mom is from Alabama. And I guess Florida is a melting pot, so that's where they met.
Nice.
Here we go. Yeah.
Where in North Carolina approximately was that?
High Point, North Carolina is just north of Charlotte.
In the
Triad area.
Okay, it's kind of like in the middle of the state.
You got it.
Gotcha. All right. Well, what's your educational background?
So I have an undergrad or bachelor's from High Point in Human Relations, and I have a master's degree in Health Services Administration, licensed nursing home administration was my first career.
All right. All right. Well, tell us about your experiences with PODS, which many people will recognize as one of the leading moving and storage companies in North America.
Of course, of course. Yes, we actually started PODS right here in Clearwater.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, we started out as a mini storage that evolved into building some containers as an adjunct to that mini storage, and the consumer quickly decided that you could move in those, and We began moving north to South County, east to west, and eventually globally.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so my dad started that with some partners. He was the principal, and I came on after maternity leave to answer the phones one day, which evolved into... all two employees were sick. So I got to answer the phones. I was filling in, and that evolved into franchise sales. And we took that company global in 9 years.
Fantastic.
And we exited, yeah.
That's fantastic. I know that for a year or two there, you were sponsoring the PGA Tour golf tournament up at Innisbrook.
We were indeed. My dad was an avid golfer.
Yeah, that's super. Yeah, I am too. I used to be a pretty good player, but I haven't played as much these days. But the Copperhead's a great course. Do you play too?
I do, not well, but I try to strategize when I do play. I play in a tournament and it needs to be a scramble, and I stack the deck with my my team.
I hear you.
That's
there
great.
You go. You got some aces up the sleeve, right?
Indeed,
gotcha.
I do.
Gotcha.
I didn't know Pods started in Clearwater. That would make a great article for Colorful Clearwater.
It would.
Yeah.
It would for your,
excellent.
For your blog.
So, Janine, exactly what are opportunity zones?
Well, opportunity zones are basically underserved and economically distressed communities that have been nominated by the state or a U.S. territory, and then it's certified by the Secretary of the U.S. Treasury to become an opportunity zone. So there are 8,000 plus opportunity zones in the United States.
Wow.
And
that's a lot.
About 108 in the Tampa Bay area alone.
And there's one here in Clearwater, right?
Absolutely. Downtown Clearwater.
Fantastic.
So it's a distressed area that you can get money from the government to develop it? Is that, am I understanding
not
that
exactly.
correctly?
Not exactly. So the premise of an opportunity zone is to gain private dollars to do public good, and the way they entice you to bring your private dollars is they give you major tax incentives, right?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can, I don't know if you want me to go into that or not.
Well, I know you delay, or in some cases even wipe out capital gains taxes, is that correct?
It's true and factual. There's actually three explicit tax incentives for the program. First is the deferral that you mentioned of your capital gains. You can defer that all the way to 2026.
Wow.
Yeah. The next incentive is a 10% step-up in basis if you hold your interest in a qualified opportunity fund for a minimum of 5 years.
I see.
Okay. The last incentive, which is the most truly impactful piece, is a full exclusion of any gain of that investment if you hold the investment for 10 years.
Ah, I see.
So if you put in $1 million, call it, and you exit with $10 million, you're not going to pay gain on that $9 million.
That's fantastic.
That's a huge incentive. Yeah,
the whole reason I got into that.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, so this was predicated, was it not, on the 2017 Tax Cuts and Job Act? And that's what opened up the window for the development in opportunity zones and to attract investors. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. They didn't finalize the ruling until 2019, right at the end of the year.
I see.
Okay. So tell us about Op Zone Capital and your partner and staff.
Yes. So like I mentioned, I got into this looking forward getting into deals and exiting. I've been through that Pods transaction, and that really hurt when I had to write that check to the IRS.
Because you had to pay capital gains.
Yes,
right.
I did, and it was very hefty. So I wanted to ensure that whatever I got into again, I would not have that same exercise. I wanted to safe harbor as much as I could. So my partner, Edmund Rakipi, has a financial wealth management background along with insurance. And coincidentally, he had worked for me at age 19, shortly after we had the pod transaction.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, and I watched him kind of grow up, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So he got into the financial industry, and I went to him and said, hey, I want to get back in the storage game, and he introduced me to Opportunity Zone.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, just over a year ago, he and I were able to facilitate great relationships with institutional-grade developers. And in addition to that, I say that we've assembled the New York Yankees. we've put together a team of advisors such as Foley & Lardner, UBS Financial, PwC, mm-hmm. and then people that have worked for those institutions for years. We wanted to be best in class, and we wanted to build the best architecture and infrastructure for managing funds and creating these Opportunity Zone funds that we could to do the best for the community.
Now, you know, it all comes down to people. You can have the best computers and the best ice maker and the best this, that, and everything else in the place, but it all comes down to the quality and capability of the human effort.
Isn't that the truth?
It's absolutely the case. And if you've got all-stars in your team, you're what's that old thing, a nag doesn't win the Kentucky Derby? You better have a good horse underneath you. So
there you go.
So good for you. Well, how do OpZone Capital, how do you rebuild and reshape communities by putting together investors and developers?
Think about it like this. Think about it like an antibiotic, right? Take an antibiotic and it heals you from the inside out. We come into a new area and we not only build brick and mortar physical real estate, right?
Mm-hmm.
We go in and we put operating businesses inside of that brick and mortar. And what that does is we've created jobs while we're building it and constructing it. So those jobs actually might go away, mm-hmm. but they go on to another project locally, most likely.
Okay.
Then those businesses still need to operate, whether it's, call it an ALF, call it a multifamily facility. Those all still need people to run them.
Mm-hmm.
So we create a qualified opportunity zone business so people can still invest in those and get those same incentives. Meanwhile, you're creating more jobs in an already needed area, and you're creating beautification, again, from the inside out, and mm-hmm. you're creating a holistic approach to a true sustainable community. So when you add jobs, people tend to move to that area, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And people, not only when they live somewhere, what else do they do? They work there, they play there, they shop there. And those are the things that are important to building a sustainable community.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about coming in, developing, selling, and getting out. You've made something pretty. It's about making it beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That's
our goal and...
Well, do you have anything that you can talk about at least at this point? Anything any irons in the fire?
Oh, of course, yes. We actually just launched our Southern U.S. Qualified Opportunity Fund, and that has five. And we've got one project in Ybor, and that'll be a multifamily. We've got a multifamily in Sarasota. We've got a self-storage facility happening in Zephyr Hills, and then we've got another mixed-use property in Mesa, Arizona.
Mm. So you're pretty spread out nationwide.
We are, and we do that on purpose.
Mm-hmm. And where are you headquartered here in Clearwater?
Downtown Clearwater. You got to put your money where your mouth is. Right back in an opportunity zone.
That's super. That sounds like everybody wins. You know, the community gets jobs, which increases obviously the economic factor and commerce and people with disposable income, and then investors get a great tax break, and then you guys are right on the ball, getting making it happen.
There's a book called Win-Win. My dad told me about years ago,
mm-hmm.
and that was how I was basically brought up. Everybody has to do well in order for it to work.
Sure,
I'm gonna get that book.
Yeah,
okay.
Kelly just wrote that down. That sounds good. That sounds really good. Well, you know, one of the great things, too, about having a successful business is having a great partnership. And you mentioned Edmund Rakipi. Could spell that.
R-A-K-I-P-I.
Okay, Rakipi. Okay, great. Well, it sounds like he's got a, for a young guy, has a rocket up his tail. So you must have a lot of energy in that office.
Oh, we do. I mean, if you know what, and there's another saying, if you're not having fun, it's not worth doing.
That's true.
And if you're having fun, you never work a day in your life.
That's it.
And I got to tell you, that is our team. We've got the best humor on the block. We've got the most drive, I think, that any team I've ever seen.
Fantastic.
And that lights a fire for me.
That's awesome. It's true. If you get up doing what you like to do every day, you're a millionaire.
You are.
You know?
You are.
If you get up every day and you have to beat your head against the wall and read between the lines of what the boss said and have to stress out, then that's not the way life should run. So
true story.
It's great that you have a great team behind you. It sounds like your vision is going to be a tremendous asset to the different communities that you're putting all these projects in. So you're really to be congratulated, Janine.
Well, thank you. I wish I could take all the credit. It's all of us.
Oh, sure.
We are all equally as drawn. So, but I appreciate the compliment.
Absolutely.
Janine, it's been great having you with us today on the Kelly Show.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure to be a guest.
Well, that's wonderful. And we look forward to hearing more about all of the projects you have going down the road, and we'll stay in touch for sure.
Oh, beautiful. You guys have a great day.
All right.
Too.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
That was Janine Blake, Principal Chief Executive Officer of OpZone Capital.
Well, they tell you what, they're on the ball.
Very interesting stuff.
Yes, absolutely. A huge asset to our area.
Mm-hmm.
So that's wonderful.
Okay, and now it's time for us to go to an ad break.
All right, we'll be right back right after these messages.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
St. Jude exceeds any expectation or any dream I could have ever had about a hospital. First was getting David here to save his life. But then I was told we wouldn't get a bill. I didn't quite process that. How's this possible? It's possible through all the wonderful people who donate.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. If you think about that, I mean, go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine.
The research here is research that we share with everyone else because overall, we want to help all children that have cancer. What makes that possible is people that give to St. Jude. They really help us to fulfill our mission, and we're so grateful to have them on our team.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Shop the largest selection of Guy Harvey apparel, artwork, and gift items at guyharvey.com. From the world-renowned marine wildlife artist, the Guy Harvey online shop features the latest in performance apparel, classic Guy Harvey t-shirts, decor for every room in your home, exquisite ocean-inspired jewelry, and unique gift items, including custom merchandise not available anyplace else. Browse an extensive catalog of original Guy Harvey works of art and a full range of beautiful reproductions. As with all Guy Harvey merchandise, a percentage of sales benefits the ocean conservation, research, and education work of the Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation. The Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation will help ensure that future generations can enjoy and benefit from a well-balanced ocean ecosystem. Bring the undersea world into your everyday life at guyharvey.com.
In 1955, the law firm now known as Peronick, Caulfield, Averill, and Noyes made a decision. Instead of taking whatever cases came through their doors, they decided to focus specifically on personal injury. 64 years later, the law firm is one of Clearwater's longest-running personal injury firms. Available 24 hours a day with offices in Clearwater and throughout Tampa Bay, they're ready to put decades of experience to work for you if you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident or injured due to someone's negligence or recklessness. If you feel overwhelmed, uncertain, or unsure about your next steps after being involved in an accident or after a loved one sustained serious injuries due to someone else's negligence Call Peronic, Caulfield, Averill, and Noyes at 727-796-8282 or online at usalaw.com. That's 727-796-8282 or online at usalaw.com. Non-attorney spokesman.
Clearwater is bright and beautiful, and Amplify Clearwater is here to serve and lead. For over 400 years, chambers of commerce around the world have been champions of free enterprise, job creation, and community response. Representing over 800 businesses in every type of industry, the work of Amplify Clearwater is broad, diverse, and dynamic. We gather insight from across our community in order to meet the needs of our employers citywide while helping shape the Clearwater of tomorrow. We need your input to help support our community and grow our economy. We have opportunities in a variety of categories, from visitor experience to public policy, special events, and more. Come be a part of these exciting initiatives with Amplify Clearwater by contacting us at 727-461-0011 or by visiting us online at www.amplifyclearwater.com today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Well, great to have you with us, as always, at least we hope always. We broadcast every Monday from 5 to 6 during the afternoon rush hour right here on the station you're listening to, plus a few other signals. And we invite you to stay for the next segment of our show. It's really interesting. I'm here with my wife and co-host, Kelly Kelly, and I am Doug Kelly. So awesome. let's go right in and introduce her.
Okay, our next guest, Lori Smith, has happily served seniors in skilled nursing and rehab centers for over 35 years. She's been working with the Grand Villa Senior Living Community in Dunedin for the past 7 years in various capacities as the Community Resource Coordinator. Lori, welcome to the Kelly Kelly Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great for a Monday.
Yeah, right.
For a Monday, that's true.
You. Hey, well, tell us about growing up in Akron, Ohio. I know that's where you originated from.
Yes. I grew up, my family was there, and was doing life. And then in 1983, January, on a very sunny but very cold, snowy Monday, I got a call from somebody down here in Florida asking if I wanted a job. And I looked out the window and saw the snow up above the windows, and I said, "When do you need me?" So I put in my notice. At the time, I worked for a hospital in respiratory therapy, and packed up my things and drove down with a friend and put things in storage, and I've been in senior living ever since.
That's super. So when they said, I made the job offer, you said, "Let me think it over, yes."
Correct. It's interesting because I knew the soon-to-be my boss because my sister had worked with her in the same industry up there, and so it seemed like everybody was moving to, at the time, we thought it was Dunedin, but
yeah,
of course, Dunedin,
right,
Florida.
Right.
And that's where I've been.
That's super. Isn't the Firestone Country Club in Akron?
It is, and the Soapbox Derby.
Yeah, there's been a lot of great golf tournaments over the years at Firestone. I'm quite aware of that. I've never been there, but I've heard it's something.
Yes, and the Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
It took me my first year down here to go back to Ohio for a class reunion to ever go to the Hall of Fame after living there all those years. Never had done until I moved to Florida. So
That's funny.
But a lot of landmarks. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Lori, you celebrated 35 years of marriage to your husband, Greg, this past May. How did you two meet?
Did. Well, funny story, but it was a blind date. And it was my husband's former business partner. He's a CPA, and it was his ex-wife that introduced the two of us at Chili's right there by Countryside Mall.
Oh, sure.
And we sat there, the four of us, for, it's a blind double date, actually. Mm. And we sat there for hours, and that was in February. And then end of May, we got married.
Wow.
You got goo goo.
When you know, huh?
You had goo goo eyes over appetizers, huh?
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, it was sad, but 35 years.
Wow.
And, you know, sadly, you know, our hope and dream was to possibly go to Tuscany for our anniversary, but having to wait until tax season was over, then COVID hit, and nobody was going anywhere. So,
yes,
maybe one day, but who knows? At least I told somebody earlier today, at least, you know, we were together. We are together, and that's what is important.
Well, you'll make it over there and visit Florence and all of those great places and Italy. So, you know, life still has a lot out there for you.
That's right. That's right.
Well, tell us about Gregory and Caitlin.
Well, they both live in Florida, and
those are your children.
They are, yes, Gregory is our firstborn, 10-week preemie that surprised us all, but he's 34 years old and doing well, and then lives in Miami, and he travels. He actually does a job for 8 years, works with major nonprofits and does their fundraising, and so with COVID, things kind of just came to a screech, but now things are going virtual, and he just did a big event for Clemson University. He's been working with them for 8 years, and that was really interesting to watch how they do the silent auction and everything virtually, online bidding.
Right.
So he's really enjoyed that, and you know, the virtual experience is the way it's going. So some of these organizations have realized, okay, we might as well start planning again and get things rolling.
Right.
And then our daughter, she married a Coast Guard right out of college, and they moved to Kodiak, Alaska.
I love Kodiak.
We've been to Kodiak.
Yes, I love it there.
It's amazing. It's beautiful. I mean, you walk out of the house and leave your keys in your car and don't lock the door.
That's right.
It was a good experience. And then they went to San Diego and now are in Trinity with our three grandsons.
Oh,
awesome.
Nice.
Good that they're close. So,
yeah, we're very blessed for at least another year. And then who knows where they're going to go.
Yes. Who owns the Grand Villa Senior Living Community?
Well, it was founded close to 70 years ago by John Piazza Sr., and I was in New York, and then they relocated down to Florida. They opened up quite a few properties, and basically what they do is they'll buy an existing community, and then we manage it. When I got my start with Grand Villa, which is senior living advisors, based in Clearwater, the son, Steve Piazza, is our CEO. And we had properties in the Panhandle, Tallahassee, Georgia. And so I traveled for a year and a half and worked with those properties as well as some in Pinellas. But they're all, we have 19 in Florida, and they manage 14 in New Jersey. It's just kind of a different relationship. But they own and manage with a financial partner of many, many years. And we have the 19 all over the state of Florida. Just basically, though, like central, East Coast, down to Sarasota, Inglewood, Venice, and then 5 in Pinellas County, actually.
I see. Well, what's the difference between an assisted living facility and a nursing home?
Well, as I got my start way back in the 80s, that's where I began, in the nursing home, the rehabs. But back then, there were really no assisted living communities. So these very, you know, pretty active, somewhat independent, alert and oriented folks that might have been home alone and needed some guidance with their medication, they were kind of like stuck. in that environment. Then the assisted living community started to pop up, and it's where someone, you know, is socially isolated and they're depressed, but they can still function.
Right.
They might need help with their meal preparation, or they can't clean, or maybe shower issues. So that's the next step before the nursing home. So it would be in between independent living and long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
But they can, as long as they can pivot, stand and pivot, help to transfer, they can do some things on their own with assistance.
I see.
Then they would be appropriate for our community. We also have the memory care neighborhood for those who are kind of in the same situation, but it's the cognitive issue that they struggle with, and they need guidance and direction and cueing mm-hmm. and safety.
Okay.
Describe the typical seniors at Grand Villa.
Wow. There's a big difference from A to Z. You know, we have some of the neatest, smartest, fun to be around residents. To those that are, you know, they're more one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say a loner, but that they just have been isolated for many years and they don't social much.
Mm.
But the majority of our folks like to be around people. And so with this COVID journey, that's been hard. They have been isolated from their families, as other senior living communities, which is, you know, due to the state of Florida, the governor, the CDC, the health department, on down the line, that you know, we are mandated to do certain things and manage certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
But what we tried to do as a staff, all of our properties were, you know, doing different activities to still have that socialization with them. And then they would also be able to visit their neighbors in their hallways, because the dining rooms were closed.
Oh, wow.
We couldn't have large group activities.
Mm.
So everything was being taken to them. We called it separate but together program. And things would be done in their hallway, music, exercises. So it was a small group environment, but we would take happy hour to them. But the one thing that I must say during this experience, it's been very emotional for everyone, staff, for the residents, the families. And the one thing that I have seen is out of their hallway socialization, they built really strong relationships.
Hmm.
You know, I think where if they were just in a group, maybe to bingo or happy hour, they wouldn't necessarily have all that extra time to visit and talk. We have one resident he acts younger, but he's 81 or 2, and every afternoon he opens his door and he'll sit in the doorway and play his guitar and sing.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, and yes, to feel like he's helping, yeah. You know, he has a purpose. But now that we've probably the last 3 weeks, excuse me, we have been able to ease up, open up, and do our church service, but small group, like 10 at a time. We mm-hmm. We've done bingo. They're outside as we speak. They can do that on their own. We just can't have bigger groups at one time, more than 10.
Sure.
And I have to say that, and if I keep talking more and you want to ask questions, stop me.
I will jump in. Don't worry.
Okay. But our company, our CEO, they have really stepped up from the beginning to find ways to keep our residents safe, to keep the staff safe. They've spared no expense with the backing of our, you know, the financial partners, you know, basically do what it takes to keep everybody safe. And so we used to be able to do, you know, window visits. And what they did recently, they've gone to all of the buildings and they've selected locations by window that would be comfortable for families and visitors to come and visit with the resident on the inside.
Well, that was our next question, was what's the staff like there? So you've pretty much described it pretty that they're that they're very proactive. They just don't sit around watching people.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody participates at a local level, a community level. The managers all get involved. And, you know, each department in each community is responsible for their area as far as, you know, serving the food and cleaning their apartment. But when we do bigger events, like we do these car parades, everybody's involved. So, you know, we do birthday parades and all of those residents that had a birthday. Yeah, we take them outside and the families will drive through four or five times with signs and drop off little presents. Or, you know, those kind of things we do at a local level. But with the company, the Steve Piazza basically took his renovation team and went to all of the properties to find that best spot for the families to visit. We had at the Dunedin community a bunch of bushes by one window. And he's like, rip them out, put a slab of cement, let's get some chairs, a canopy to cover, you know, they've got a like a visitor sign chalkboard, you know, so we can welcome them. We've got a beverage cart there for ice water and installed a speaker so that they can hear each other talk without having to use a cell phone.
It sounds like it's head and shoulders above other facilities. My mom was had MS for 27 years, and she was in a lot of rehab facilities. She lived at home, but I know many, many facilities in the area, and that yours sounds really good. And Lori, you did mention other properties. Grand Villa has some different facilities, right? There's one in Largo and Pinellas Park. Is that true?
Yes. We start up in Newport Richey, and then Dunedin and Largo are two that I actually cover primarily. We have one in Clearwater, which is in this location, or this area is the newest. It's a year old. And ironically, it's a building that they had many years ago, and maybe you would have remembered the old name, Park Place.
It's on East Bay, is that correct?
No, this one, the Clearwater location is down off of Drew and 19, close to Best Buy.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And yes, I do remember that.
They had that property years ago.
My mom was in that.
Well, Lori, obviously with the current Chinese flu epidemic, our senior citizens have been impacted the most. What health safeguards are in place at Grand Villa?
So with them being our fragile population, and more particularly in memory care, we test those residents in the memory care neighborhood every week. And thank the Lord, we've been good. We have not had any in our memory care. At the Dunedin community, and today in Largo, I think we tested both memory cares. But then the staff and the assisted living residents get tested every 2 weeks.
That makes sense.
Yes, and they provide all of the, you know, the masks and all of the PPE equipment that we would need to care for them.
What's the most satisfying aspect of your job as community relations coordinator?
I think lately, and I don't want to cry, I think it's been doing like the window visits of those residents that might have had to go out for treatment or just because they might have tested positive but be asymptomatic. Keeping them connected with our teams. I've taken big cards, you know, that everybody signs and they put them on their bulletin board, but doing those, I try and do them weekly. So it's just a couple that are we're waiting to bring home, but connecting them to our team, but also connecting them to their family who hasn't been able to see them either.
If they're happy, you know, they're healthy.
Yeah.
Yes. Sure. Yes. And I think, you know, just keeping that update open with the families because, you know, they're the ones that aren't getting information, maybe correct information. So we have all of our executive directors have like either an email stream or a texting stream letting them know of updates when the car parades are. We're opening up this, we're opening up that. You know, it's definitely open communication with our families. But
okay.
I think this has really taught, given me a lot of satisfaction.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, what's your contact info for Grand Villa for those listening who themselves or have a loved one who might be interested in your services?
Yes. We, anybody can go on, like, Google Grand Villa. We're all called Grand Villa. It would be Grand Villa of Dunedin, of Largo, of Pinellas Park, of Newport Richey, whatever town. But if they just pop up Grand Villa on Google, it would list a location. Our particular location for Dunedin would be 727-734-4696.
Okay. Repeat that one more time.
For Dunedin on Patricia Avenue, it's 727-734-4696.
Very nice.
Very good.
Very nice. Well, Lori, we're now going to play our Make a Choice game with you. Kelly and I are going to mention a series of two items, and you pick your favorite. You ready?
Okay,
here
sure.
We go.
Okay. Ice skates or roller skates?
Roller skates.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Microwave or oven?
I'll say microwave.
Okay.
All right.
Monopoly or Risk?
Monopoly.
Okay.
I like both, but
you
Risk
do?
Risk is a world power, take over the world type of
that's
game.
That's a man's game.
Kind of cool. How about lizards or frogs?
Oh, gosh, lizards.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Pool or ocean?
Ocean.
Okay. Oh, you said the right word down here in Clearwater.
Yeah.
You don't want the Chamber of Commerce after you. Very good.
No.
All right. Math or English in school?
English.
Yeah, I was an English person, too. I fell on that side. It's interesting how someone who's a wizard in math isn't very good in English and vice versa. So,
I beg to differ, Doug. I was great at both.
Well, you can beg all you want, but it's not going to do you any
well,
good.
Well, that's why I married a CPA. I'm mathematically challenged.
There you go.
All the time.
I hear you.
Okay. Elvis Presley or Tom Jones?
Tom Jones.
Okay.
I am also a Tom Jones fan. I mean, Elvis is pretty cool, but nobody had pipes like Tom Jones.
Right. Okay. I remember watching his show all the time.
Now, this last question's a tough one, but I want you to be very careful when you answer it. Radio radio or television?
Radio.
All right.
No way.
You are one brilliant
so diplomatic.
Person. Whew, I was sweating that one. Okay.
Oh, my.
Lori, it's been fun and informative having you on the show, and best of luck for your family.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I just, you know, wanted positive information to be spread because we don't hear enough of that about our senior living.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely correct.
Thank you
for the opportunity.
All right, Lori. That's wonderful. That's great. Lori Smith from the Grand Villa Senior Community, and it's been very interesting talking to her, and we're going to continue. We'll take a short ad break.
Sure.
And then we'll be right back.
Okay.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, we're fighting against childhood cancer every day. At the heart of this battle are our donors.
Most of us want to make some type of difference in the lives of others. St. Jude does miraculous work.
The fact that no one has to pay, it's a place where everyone is treated as an equal.
Everybody is welcome here, and it doesn't matter your religion or what part of the world you're from, all that is taken away. It just gives you some hope.
It's just a nice feeling to put your energy into something that really does genuinely make a difference in a child's life.
There's just no greater gift. If we have the ability to help, then we have a responsibility to help.
Finding cures, saving children. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Find out how you can help at stjude.org.
Clearwater is bright and beautiful, and Amplify Clearwater is here to serve and lead. For over 400 years, chambers of commerce around the world have been champions of free enterprise, job creation, and community response. Representing over 800 businesses in every type of industry, the work of Amplify Clearwater is broad, diverse, and dynamic. We gather insight from across our community in order to meet the needs of our employers citywide while helping shape the Clearwater of tomorrow. We need your input to help support our community and grow our economy. We have opportunities in a variety of categories, from visitor experience to public policy, special events, and more. Come be a part of these exciting initiatives with Amplify Clearwater by contacting us at 727-461-0011 or by visiting us online at www.amplifyclearwater.com today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back here with the Kelly Kelly Show at the bejeweled studio of WTAN. In Clearwater, Florida. And Kel, I guess we ought to thank our guests, huh?
Right. Let's thank our two distinguished guests for today, Janine Blake of Opzone Capital and Lori Smith of the Grand Villa Senior Living Community.
Yep. And as we do every week, we want to thank, I've still got that frog in my throat, or is a toad maybe in my throat. We'd like to thank three friends who help promote our show with an ad that runs every day on the Tantalk Radio Network, and that's the great Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, who lives right in Tampa, right across the bay here, actually. Dr. Guy Harvey, a world-renowned marine artist and also a great conservationist. And football coaching legend Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy's won a championship at the University of Miami and also two Super Bowls with the Dallas Cowboys. And you wanted to say something.
Right. We're going to eat at the Jimmy's Fish House after the show. Mm. And I just wanted to mention, if you get one, buy one dinner, get one free. And that offer is good until August 13th. And that's at the Holiday Inn on Clearwater Beach.
Very nice. We'll be there in 20, 30 minutes. And also, please stay tuned after our show for Van Farber and his Get Out the Vote show. And Kelly, we need to wrap it up.
All right. The verse for today is Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble.
That's for sure. And always think about this, and it makes sense. A ship in port is safe, but that's not what a ship is built for. Got it? Hey, hope to hear from us and be with us next week, same time, same station, for the Kelly Kelly Show.
Thanks for listening to The Kelly Kelly Show on Tantalk Radio. Tune in every Monday at 5 p.m. for Tampa Bay's newest and most entertaining show.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.